Hey guys, it's Colleen. Just want to give you a quick heads up that we do discuss the last two episodes of the series Game of Thrones. This is your spoiler warning. The discussion starts around 25 minutes and 30-ish seconds and goes until the ad break, which is around 56 and a half minutes. So just a heads up, if you don't want to get spoiled, here's your warning. Enjoy the show. Bye. Broadcast. Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 3, episode 43, number 133. We are getting closer to our season 3 finale. Woo!
Aww. And well, I'm always a little sad. Always sad season finale.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to stick the landing a lot better than Game of Thrones did. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later, and then, but I can't get off topic now, because otherwise it'll just be like Dracarys rage for the rest of the show, and I got so many other things to talk about before then, because, you know, we took a week off last week, and the world started burning even more so. It's like it has been. You know, it's funny because at the start of last week, I was like, man, it's been kind of nice. Like, politics has been sort of quiet and not like as, you know, horrific as usual. I'm glad for the breather. Somebody must have adjusted his medication. And then all of a sudden, it's just been tough.
Nope. Nope. I think that's what it is. I think it's like, it's not so much that there's a lull in the news. I think we just become so desensitized to like the everyday bullshit that like, it's like, oh, wait, hold my beer. I got to go up my game so they pay attention.
I know. Oh, so before we keep going though, and talk more about how America is, you know, an ever-loving shit show. This is our live patrons, our live hangout show that is a part of the Patreon package when you are a hangout level patron, which is $15 or more a month. So we actually have some people that are watching this live with us right now, and we will take some feedback from them and the feedback section of the show. But shout out to Jana and Ro and Kayla and Gott and Matt Loves TV. It is great to see you guys all there. Thank you for stopping by to come hang out with us tonight. Yep. And if you would like to do that, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, click on the, and, you know, choose that level. Or if you're already a patron, you can go into your account and click like edit my pledge and up it. And if you just want to become a patron in general, we've got lots of things for the $5 and more level specifically, so which will include our monthly bonus shows of content that gets cut out, which we will be recording next week, and it will be released before the end of the month. Not, you know, 2 weeks late, like last time.
But it's always wonderful whenever it does finally arrive.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, now that that is out of the way, what's going on?
Where should we start?
Where should we start?
Let's start with some good news. Did anyone do anything fun during our little break?
I genuinely can't remember. Like, yeah, I don't know what I did. I saw Avengers again.
Nice, nice.
Watched a couple of Game of Thrones, raged out. A couple of Game of Thrones. I mean, you know, we almost did an emergency broadcast episode last week because I was so enraged.
Right.
Yeah. But then I was like,
I forgot about that.
I know. But that episode was 2 hours long and it took me forever to edit it that I was just like, I need a week off.
It's fair. Yeah.
Ooh, Brooklyn's making an appearance.
So it is. Sorry, guys.
All right, we had a cat siren. This is like Easter egg central for the chat people because we had a cat behind Shandy before.
Oh, nice.
Was she behind it? I was gonna say, oh my god, I know I'm eating pizza.
It's all right.
I'm speaking of Dracarys, etc. I'm sort of playing with fire because I left the door open because I am alone in my apartment because I don't have a roommate anymore.
Oh, so, that's right.
Yeah. So I left my door. I left the door open. And Gabby is being Gabby. So.
Oh man, who's gonna randomly turn on the shower in the middle of recording?
I know. I'm gonna miss that.
Yeah.
Memory.
Yeah, no, I'm no longer on an ironing board. I'm at the desk in.
You are, aren't you?
Extra room. Yeah.
You sound so much better.
Do I really?
A little bit.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I kind of miss
sturdy setup.
I do miss the stripper pole, though.
Yes, yeah. The stripper pole was sold to my good friend Tasia.
Nice.
So the stripper pole stayed in town, and I think there will be opportunity to play with the stripper pole.
The stripper pole better make an appearance on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It will. It will. Yes, definitely. The stripper pole is heavy.
I would imagine it would be. If it's going to withstand body weight, I want it to be heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, so that was kind of my weekend. My roommate graduated, and her family came to visit, which was super, super fun. I got to meet her mom and her two sisters and her sister's boyfriend and her nephew. Her boyfriend was also here, and we had met him last year, so that was really fun. Like, got to see him twice. And then she moved home. And then Frog moved back in. It's actually all of that.
Oh, Frog moved back in. So no more West Covina.
West Covina. I've been watching that. Yeah. No more West Covina. I mean, to be fair, he was actually living in Fullerton, but West Covina was as bad as the TV show makes it out to be. So he only lived there for like 4 or 5 months. But yeah, no. So it's like this room is there's just like shit everywhere. But we have a room to put shit in. So that's cool.
Nice.
So wait, so it's
Frunk cool with that.
Is Frunk back for good or just for summer semester?
So we're not sure yet. He's definitely back for the summer. We'll see what happens in the fall. He will probably do his remaining semester over 2 semesters. The idea was that he could just be part-time and then also work and then like live here. And their classes are 1 day a week. So he could just go down like once a week.
Gotcha.
But then there were some like potentially cool opportunities that would require him to be down there for more than 1 day a week. So anyway, we'll see. We got 3 months to figure it out and decide.
Exactly.
So. Yep.
Summer vacation.
Yep.
Give it up.
Yep.
Nice. Well, that's awesome though.
Yeah.
And then are you going on vacation at any point this summer? Because we should figure out our summer schedule, too, before
we... Yes. I'll be gone for a couple of weeks in August.
Okay. Cool. So we're all doing our usual whatever. I'll be gone at Comic-Con.
Yeah, what is our usual?
I don't know. I'm going to be gone the 4th of July, week 4th of July.
Ooh, oh, wow. Cool. So usually I think Shandy is gone in the beginning of July. I'm gone for Comic-Con, and Amanda's gone in August.
Not really. I kind of... My vacation kind of roams. I don't have, like, a set...
I feel like the last 2 years you've been the August because we've dubbed double episodes in the after Comic-Con. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. This is the stuff that's going to be in the bonus that so you guys get to hear it twice, chat.
Or not even. I don't even know if we put this
I don't even think I would either, no.
It's not really thrilling.
So now I've got to keep it in for the joke.
You're welcome. I saved it. Whatever. Cool. So I saw Broken Social Scene this weekend. Not once, but twice.
What is this, 1999?
Yeah.
No. Is it 2007?
So they were doing an in-studio performance where Daniel works.
That's really cool.
So, yeah. So we got to go and, like, hang out in the background and, like, watch them perform. And then we were, like, chatting with their media girl. And she's like, oh yeah, like they're playing Webster Hall tonight. And like tickets are still available. So we went and we bought tickets and we went to a show. It really did feel like it was like 2002 again. I felt so young. We were out late on a Saturday night going to see a concert where you were standing.
Oh my God.
It was like one of those things you're like, oh right. Why don't I do this more often? I really love it. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, I forgot how much, as a short person, standing room only at shows freaking sucks. Freaking fair. Sucks. Like, we were standing behind this, like, threesome of couples of, like, they must have been college kids. And it's like, dude, broken social scene. Like, you weren't even born when they first were making music. So, like, first of all, why are you here?
And then, hey, like, I'm going to see Paul McCartney on Monday. And I also wasn't born when he started making music.
Touche. But you're not going to, like, talk and be an a-hole during the concert. But yeah, so it's like this freaking tall guy and his tall girlfriend standing directly in front of me. Like directly in front of me. Can't see. Like, can't, like, move around. So, like, every time the crowd shifted, I kept trying to, like, move. Oh, Shandy did not like my story.
That's okay. I did. Keep going. Every time the crowd shifted.
So, like, every time the crowd shifted, I kept trying to, like, move us, like, out of his general area so I could see. And, like, finally the crowd, like, shifted enough that, like, I had a good direct view of the crowd, of the stage, rather. And then a freaking another tall guy, like, bum rushes towards the front and then stands directly in front of me. Like, it's like, you can't make this stuff.
You should have gotten on Daniel's shoulders and been like, oh, I can do this too.
I kind of wanted to just, like, flick him. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. My bad. But yeah. I was also like, yeah.
That would have been pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Well, the story could have ended way differently.
Yeah. But it was a great concert. It was great to have a crazy night out in the city. And tall people suck.
Awesome. Sorry, tall people out there.
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're back.
This, like, literally never happened.
This actually has not happened in a long time. We haven't even had Robot Shandy in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Performance anxiety.
I guess my computer's overwhelmed. I had the YouTube browser open so I could see the chat, and I don't know if that was just, like, too much for my internet right now.
My old laptop couldn't do both, so that, yeah.
It's also been overcast, and that's been fucking with internet. Anyway,
you're back.
I'm back.
Back. You're here.
Amanda told a story, and the moral of it was: tall people at concerts suck.
Okay, I heard most of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least the beginning.
The important parts.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they do suck.
Thanks. Thanks for understanding. It really was hindering my enjoyment of the experience. It was really hard to be present.
Oh, okay. No, that's yeah, that does suck, dude. I'm sorry. But at least it was fun to go to the, like, you know.
It was fun. Cool. It was fun. So, more fun stories. Tales from New York City. And I suppose this kind of dovetails into just, like, a general commentary on how dudes kind of suck. Mm. So, yesterday, I was, oh, hey, Gabby.
Oh.
Nope, there's Kat.
Yeah, so yesterday I was on my way to work and I get on the train and I'm standing because where my stop is, it is not unusual for me to have to stand the whole 45 plus minute commute. But I'm standing and I'm holding the pole up top because it's crowded and I'm sort of stuck into the middle of the train. And this woman standing next to me is, like, very noticeably pregnant. I mean, she's, like, very petite and it's, like, a small bump, but because she is so petite, like, anyone could tell this woman is pregnant. And there's just a row of dudes just sitting, pretending like they can't see her. And this poor girl is, like, standing. And I had this real, like, moral quandary of, like, do I say something? Like, do I tap one of these guys on the shoulder and just say, hey, dude, hello.
Right.
And I ultimately didn't. And in hindsight, I really regret it. And I do feel really terrible. But I had then on the way home that same day, almost the exact same thing happened. I get on the train. This time I get a seat. I sit down. No sooner does my butt hit the seat than I see this even more pregnant woman, mm-hmm. like standing in the middle of the car, like just crestfallen that I got to the seat before her. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to sit? And she's like, uh-huh. So I get up, give her the seat. Like, she's like, thank you so much. I'm like, no, don't. Of course, obviously, like you get the seat.
The universe was letting you course correct from the morning.
Exactly. But the story continues. It does not end there, my friends. Does not end there. So we're going along, a couple of stops. Her stop comes. She gets up. I'm like, oh, good deed rewarded. I get my seat back.
Uh-huh.
Sit back down. Again, no sooner does my butt hit the seat, another freaking pregnant woman.
They're everywhere.
Even more pregnant than the last one. Like, yeah, this woman had to have been like 12 months pregnant. She was huge.
Oh.
She was like very, I was like, oh my goodness. I pop right back up. I'm like, here you go. And then like the, finally, and like the whole time I was sitting next to a guy who not once looked up, but finally, like after the second time, like looks at me and is like, do you want to sit? And I was like, I don't like my chances. Like third time's the charm. Like someone's going to go into labor on this train, I think. so no. But it's just like, and I see stuff like that all the time. And I think, you know, just the fact that there were so many of them in rapid succession, like kind of reminded me that that's just something, it's like the headphones conversation, like all over again, the sort of like etiquette of when you're in a social space and like what is not just polite, but just mm-hmm. what is the right thing to do? It's just like, mm-hmm. come on, like your day couldn't have been worse. Like you aren't carrying around like 30 pounds of additional human.
Right. I remember I was 36 or 37 weeks pregnant with Zach when somebody stole my shopping cart at Walmart and I was so mad.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story? I was so mad. Anyway.
But yeah. Just moral of the story. Like we gotta look out for each other, people, pregnant people and old people. Their life is probably harder than yours. They are more tired than you are. Give them your seat. Mm-hmm. Give them your shopping cart. Get them a snack, too, while you're at it. Ask them if they want your water. I don't know. Give them your lunch.
But only give them your water if you've been vaccinated for things like measles.
Right.
Don't give them your water.
If it's like unopened water. Yeah.
And if you haven't, get your booster shot in general, because that shit's getting real out there. MMRs. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Just, you know, do the push-up thing. Rub the injection area afterwards. You'll be fine. I've gotten the shot like 3 times in the last 5 years.
But that's also just like being kind in public spaces. If you're going to be in a public space, give your seat to a pregnant person or old person, and you have to be vaccinated. Like, this is not hard, guys. This is basic how to be a human stuff.
All right.
Worked up.
It sounds like Amanda is about to go full on Dracarys on some people.
I think I'm going to have to.
And then all those dudes will die a boring death by rock, so whatever.
Yeah. You know, because America. How about you guys?
Again, I really cannot. My parents were here this past weekend. We did some T-ball.
Nice.
I really cannot remember like what I've been up to for the last 2 weeks. It took me over a week to recover from the podcast weekend. So there was a period of time where I did pretty much nothing.
That sounds about right. I feel like it took me that long too.
Yeah.
And I don't have all the responsibilities and commitments you do.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't really have a whole lot to say at this time. When we have our live episode on June 11th for our third birthday party, that's going to be the last time I use my notebook. I'm going to retire it and get a new one for the next season. See, look, I'm pretty...
Are you almost out of pages?
I'm almost out of pages. Now, I started this one back for episode 211 because I had lost it, remember?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
It's 100 sheets. If we do 45 episodes a season, I can use it for seasons 4 and 5. God willing, we have a 4 and 5. So, universe willing. So anyway, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to let Zach pick out the color. Spoiler alert, it's probably going to be green.
So maybe nice I color. Shouldn't. I like green.
I don't know. I kind of want a red one.
Well, you also don't have to give in to the wills of an almost five-year-old.
No, so. But why would I ask him to do it and then not use it? That's kind of like being a dick mom.
It's teaching kids how to compromise, teaching them how to be gracious when someone doesn't take their advice.
I guess. He woke me up at 6:20 this morning. He was like, Mommy, we have to do the Survivor podcast. And I was like, can I have like at least 10 more minutes? And
he oh was my like, God.
That's really cute.
No, Oh, yeah. But he was like, no, I want to do it now. No. And I was like, can I have 10 minutes? And he was like, went like stomping off to his room. So I was like, fine. So I got up and it was 5 freaking challenges for the finale episode. And oh my God. I was like, and you know, with the commercials on CBS, every time you go through a commercial break, it's 120 goddamn seconds of commercials. So so it was like 10 minutes of commercials and like 20 minutes of challenges. And we didn't start it. We started watching it like 6:35. We didn't finish it until like 7:15. And he was kind of over it. So then he sits down in the chair and he's like, I was like, what did you think about the first challenge? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, you don't have anything, Zach? And he was just like, I'm hungry. I want to go upstairs.
The millions of children, they change so quickly.
I hit stop and I was like, you better start talking because you woke me up early and I did this for you. So now you're going to do this for me. It wasn't one of my proudest moments. And like, if he had been upset about it, I would have felt bad. Like, I would have felt worse. But he just kind of sat there like this, like, just gave me this look of defiance. Like, and then I was like, Zachary, when I ask you how you like the first challenge, you're going to respond with something. And he was like, and then he sat there like this and was like, I was like, what do you think? He goes, nothing.
You guys are such kindred spirits.
Really are. So then I got real mad and I was like, I am never doing this with you again if you don't do this, and never mind that this is the last one for the season.
It's just a coincidence.
You know, it's like this. So anyway, then he ended up, you know, doing it. But like, I was so mad. And then after, Jay was like, you know, I heard you screaming at him. Oh, anyway, good times. Podcasting with a 5-year-old. But then he was fine by the end. But you could tell if you go back, if anybody goes back and listens to it, he is the one that is pushing the conversation along because he wants to be done upstairs and eating his waffles. So like, he's like, I liked it. It looked hard. I don't think I could do it. I think Mommy and Daddy could do it. Next challenge. Next challenge. Like, he wasn't even waiting for me to ask the questions that I usually ask him. He was just going through it. And then it ended with him teaching me how you make fire for Final Four.
Oh.
I was like, you know, Grandpa could probably teach you how to make fire. And he was like, I know how to make fire already.
Oh,
excuse me.
Yeah, because, and here's a preview. If you're a $5 or more patron, here's a preview. Or if you're considering being one. He goes, you take the wood and the hay. You take the wood and the hay, and then you rub the rock to make it sparkle.
Nailed it.
Like, well,
sparkling rocks.
Yeah.
Speaking of rocks,
sparkle, sparkle, yeah. Sparkle.
Yeah. Which the rock death in Game of Thrones.
All right, let's do
all
this.
I was gonna link it back to Survivor because all I could think about was one of the super early seasons with that contestant whose name I can't remember, but going. Talking about rocks.
I was like, oh my God, did someone die on Survivor from an avalanche? Like, what? No.
See, I thought you were going to do the really long reach around Game of Thrones reference and be like, and when everybody was on fire for no reason, I thought about when that pedophile fell into the fire. Mike Scoopin.
What?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fell into the fire. God, I forgot. Forgot about that dude. Yeah. Try to block him out. Who is the one person listening? Well, that will be Paul. And I feel like I should know this because we've laughed about it a lot. But anyway, yeah, it was, it's on the funny 115. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. This is the stuff that gets cut out too.
It's okay. Who was it? Now I want to know.
Deb Eaton.
Okay.
Let me just make sure. Oh my God. Yeah. Deb from season 2. Oh my God. Episode 1. Let's see. Deb Eaton, lover of rocks. Okay.
Isn't that how we all wish to be remembered?
Ooh. Yes. We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Okay. JP.
This person also have a speech impediment?
No, she was just an enthusiastic woman.
She was a rock enthusiast.
Rock and Susan.
When Cersei and Jaime died, I was just thinking, look at all those rocks.
Okay, I guess first, JP and Janice have joined them in the chat, so welcome, guys. Somebody can catch up on the way we're doing this here. All right, do we want to talk about Game of Thrones for a few minutes? Spoiler alert, please stop listening right now if you have been living in a bubble at, or you plan on watching Game of Thrones and haven't already been spoiled on the ending.
Although I did just spoil the rocks.
That's very true.
That was 2 weeks ago, though. So, like, come on. Sure.
Maybe I'll put something before the episode starts saying, from this to this, don't listen. Okay. Well, let's talk about Game of Thrones for a little bit. Let's try to keep it to not the full hour that we did last time, because that really sucked. So let's try to, you know, we'll keep it a little bit shorter, because we got a message from Jamie Joe who wanted to know if we are really going to do the Danes of Thrones rewatch. And I think at this point, it's kind of up to Amanda, because now that she's seen the end, does she really want to go back and watch it? It is some really great TV for a while.
I think it could be really entertaining. I'm into this idea.
Okay. So we got to figure out that, and we've got to figure out what we're doing for Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Which, and like, side note on Dames of Thrones, because Jay sort of said that we were doing it on the live show the other day.
Oh, he did?
Right.
Does anyone really listen to Jay, though?
Oh, that's right. I don't. Okay.
He sort of like announced that it was happening, and I had this moment of like,
that's right, I remember.
Oh, did we decide that?
We didn't.
There it is, just another man deciding what the women are gonna do. Making all the decisions.
Well, we will.
I am down for it, though.
All right, but we got to figure out the right. Really fun. We have to figure out the right way to do it. That's not going to be, you know, podcasting a lot extra every week or however we do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but that said, okay, cool. So let's start by talking about how much it fucking sucked at the end. The more I think about it, I'm okay with Dany being the Mad Queen, but I feel like I would have loved to see, I don't know, more of an indication that it was actually happening.
Yeah. I mean,
I know they're doing it in the books, which is why I was like, okay, I guess if they're doing it in the books, then fine. But like, there's actual fucking evidence of it happening in the books.
I just think like it's, I get that it would be way too obvious and boring to have the one person who's been so determined to be on the throne her entire life and to have followed her journey. It would be sort of like boring to have that
like storytelling
thing that actually happens. Mm. Yeah, like I get that. And Game of Thrones really likes to not give the characters what they want. So yeah, like I agree with you, Colleen, that it's not necessarily too bad that it happened, or even surprising that it happened, or something I was not expecting to happen. But they should have taken more time. And they, like, they were showing us in the beginning of like the last episode, like the previous season.
Yeah, they were like
oh, here's all these voices. Yeah. We were developing this all along. We swear. Don't be mad at us. Just remember all this stuff.
Right.
Right. I think like, that's the thing that kind of like got me the most. And it right. again, like I don't, I have, there's a lot I haven't seen, but it seems like there is just like a lot of like reverse exposition. That it's like they're trying, like there was a lot of dialogue with like Tyrion sort of like trying to
right,
like,
they were like narrating
for how we ended up here. And it's sort of like, I don't know if this is justified. And if it was justified, you wouldn't need to have this speech. Like, well, let me finish.
Okay,
let me finish.
I'm really excited.
I'm
going to
let myself finish. There you go, Matt. That one was for you. But yeah, it. I think in their haste to... Well, not even in their haste. I think they could have had more episodes to tell the story correctly. They decided to go for the money so they could make more things go boom. But that is a separate conversation we can discuss in a minute. But yeah, it just, the whole thing didn't feel justified. Like they were trying to make their case after the point and sort of saying like, well, see here, look, here were all these examples that perhaps maybe weren't actually there or weren't there as explicitly as they were trying to claim.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, I believe I read somewhere that HBO wanted to do 10 seasons or something, right? And
they gave them the money.
Yeah. They wanted to do 10 seasons, or they wanted to do 10 episodes. But when the show producers came back saying they wanted more money to do 10, HBO said, no, you can't have that. So they said, okay, then we'll do it in 6.
Okay, because that's not what I read. I read that they were willing and the – producers wanted to end it in season 7 and they compromised with 6 episodes in season 8.
Oh no, I heard that they wanted more money for like the battles and HBO was like, no, you already have more money than anyone else in the universe.
We'll have to look up to see like which rumor is right, which I'm sure is probably out there and your information is probably correct because you read real sources and I read blogs, so...
That's actually the part of this whole thing I find the most interesting. It's like, yeah, whatever, the show is fine, but I like the sort of fan lore around it. Like I like reading all that stuff almost more. Yeah.
But also the producers went off to go develop the next 2 Star Wars movies and they were pretty much kind of over it, I think.
Yes,
and
I
think
heard that
the show really did not benefit from it because here is an acceptable or a more easy to swallow pill for John stabbing Danny in the heart, you know, out of nowhere because Tyrion, you know, got into his head would have been if Danny had this, everybody was still like, John, you know, she's kind of losing her mind. The coin's about to land and it's probably going to be on tails. We saw her start to send out armies to different places. Like she was in the middle of like actually doing something bad instead of just giving a speech being like, here's what I want to do. And, you know, John couldn't bear to watch it happen as he's watching it roll out. And he's like, okay, now I don't have anything to justify it. And then we have, you know, 2 or 3 more episodes of them setting this up that, okay, it's not political that she's making this speech. It's actually because she's crazy. And then I'm more okay with that whole scene going down, not kind of like just out of nowhere. To me, it kind of felt out of nowhere because Tyrion was just like, hey, bro, she's going to... Or Tyrion should have made a bigger deal about like, he's going to kill your sisters. Because I feel like that was mainly the only real big reason that we saw, I thought that John had motivation to kill her was if Tyrion had made a better case for your sisters are going to be next. Like he's not going to let Sansa take the North. She'll go up there and she will kill them all and be like, you're under my reign now.
See, I don't think that he necessarily went into that. Well, can we call it the throne room, the sort of throne terrace at this point?
Well, it was a throne room at one point.
Like, I don't think he went in there with a clear intention to kill her. I think he made up his mind that he was going to do it at some point during their conversation. I think Tyrion planted the seed and I think it was something he was contemplating. But you see there's like this, and maybe it's just because they're really good actors working with really terrible dialogue, but there's like a moment on his face where you can see the way she answers a question, I think crystallized for him. Like
he's like, oh, man, that bitch learned how to count to 20 now. I got to kill her.
It's like, I need to do this. But I do agree with you. I think it would have been more satisfying to really like see her reign as a tyrant like develop a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it's more like, okay, I can now I can I feel a little bit better. Like, I okay, obviously the episode The Bells, I had a lot of thoughts about that, but a lot of them were mainly like Varys did not get a good ending. I thought Cersei's ending was lame. Like, I get Rats. That. What?
Or just how she, like, nopes out of her own story.
Yeah,
line.
Right? Right?
Like, excuse me. Pardon me. I'm just going to. Okay.
I'm just going to go Continue. Around you guys who are Continue. Fighting a battle that we've been waiting 8 seasons for. And it was the lamest fucking setup that we could have possibly come up with.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been way cooler if Arya and the Hound were still together on the stairs, and the Hound went to go fight his brother to protect Cersei from Arya, and then Cersei, you know, ran one way because her motivation was getting away from her assassin, and that's how they fought. They fought because they were both doing their duty instead of they're both being like, I'm mad at you for burning me once. And, you know... Everyone's like, I'm just really evil dude who's kind of undead. And like,
yeah.
Speaking of the undead one, does anyone else realize how much he looked like just a big giant baby? Like, yeah. The helmet comes off. And granted, because it's like, so the whole like Hound and the mountain, is that what he is? Like, I missed all of that. Like, I don't know who these people are.
They're brothers. Really,
right. Like, I get from what the episodes tell me, but I'm like, I don't know why we're all so scared of this guy. He pulls off his mask and dude looks like a giant baby.
I kind of like, thought he looked like a
garbage pail kid.
Okay. I can't.
Like, am I wrong? Am I wrong? I'm like, why am I supposed to be scared of him?
I don't know what I was expecting him to look like, but yeah, he's like not really alive. I was surprised though, honestly, that he disobeyed Cersei. Because like, I get that he doesn't like his brother also.
Yeah, that's the thing. It would have been way cooler if they weren't just fighting to fight each other for the fight's sake.
Yeah. Like, Cersei brought him back to life and he's been super loyal to her this whole time. It didn't make sense that he just, like, all of a sudden is no longer going to listen to her.
Well, like, what does whatsoever. That say? Maybe it's, like, an interesting commentary on just, like, jealousy and how it destroys a person. Like, you can't see anything else through your, like, just blind rage.
You mean, in the end, we're all just going to kill our siblings when we're at a rival?
Well, not everyone, but I guess if the feud runs that deep.
I don't know. The thing that I put up on Instagram. Fucking Tyrion's a prisoner, and he's like, hey, guys.
Guys, listen, I've got the plan. Yeah. I know what we need to do.
And Grey Worm is like, shut up, you're my prisoner. And he's like, you're right, I should shut up. But then he fucking keeps going.
And but then he has this like Rudy moment.
Right. He talks them all out of it. Doesn't even stop to ask somebody for a drink of their water bottle that was hidden behind their legs.
Guys, it's a new frontier in product placement. Just go with it.
Okay? Just go with it. It actually is a great Easter egg. But like, and also, the poor dude went 6 weeks in there without wine. Like, and he was still able to clearly think through this entire thing where he spent the last 2 seasons literally having nothing to contribute except getting things wrong. And he's like, hey, you know who has the best story? The boring creeping dude who, let's all keep reminding, can't have kids. So we're all going to fight about the fucking throne after he's gone because we're not putting a successor in place beyond him. But hey, you know, YOLO.
I think, you know what, actually, I think that the final season and especially the very end of Game of Thrones is kind of like a reflection on contemporary American culture. So you have
what it makes no again, sense.
Right. You have the underqualified dude that you're like, what the fuck, that everyone just decides to put into power.
Who's a great story.
He doesn't even have a great story. He's their fucking Wikipedia. And they were like, And
right.
then
so he's like overly right, active. Before the sake, slash
right, for the sake of this analogy, though. Like,
so, yeah. So he's put into power, even though he didn't do anything to deserve it, even though there were other much more qualified candidates, he's put into power.
Female.
Again. Yeah, exactly. I know. But Sansa's like crow males. But so he's put into power. There's no plan for what happens after him. They laugh at democracy. So he'll just like live forever. And then it will continue. It will, you know, just continue to be a dictatorship. That's what's happening there. Then
they have
you
the council,
have-
Shandy, the council of Tyrion Braun, who I guess is a right. thing now.
Well, and so it's again, it's like, so the council is made up of people who are, you know, grossly underqualified, like by and large, except for Brienne, maybe. She's the token woman. Right. So you have your token woman.
Yep. And I guess, in a way, Tyrion, to be fair to him, he does know things sometimes when they're writing really well.
He's
for him.
Been terrible. He has given the worst advice for seasons upon end. So there's no reason for him to be there either. He was a criminal, but he was like sketchily pardoned. Okay.
And yeah, because he nominated power. The one dude that he knew was going to make well, punish exactly. him by making him the vice president right. of the kingdom.
Meanwhile, the show is trying to convince you that it's woke and it's feminist by having some strong female characters like Arya and Sansa. But Sansa, like, yeah, she gets to be badass and be the queen in the north, but it only comes after all of this, like, rape and abuse. And then did you notice when she finally got crowned? It's like, they put the tightest fucking corset on her ever. It was like, girl can't breathe. So she has to be super sexualized in the end. But you know, they're trying to pretend that it's not a sexist show. So that's like America 2019.
And then that argument has always like baffled me. Right.
That the show, for a show that had such strong female characters, that was so misogynic to also have such strong female characters was always interesting. In not the good way of interesting, you know what I mean? But like,
well, it's like a visual representation of the glass ceiling. Right. That you have all these really strong female characters, but you never let them rise so far.
You know what they should have done?
You have.
Sorry.
What should they have done?
Yeah.
No, you go first because Shandy had a direct response to what you said.
No, that was literally my point. Glass
I know.
Ceiling.
And Shandy was what?
So you have the most qualified female character to be the actual queen of it all. And the show makes her go crazy. And then she gets killed by her intimate partner. But like, it's okay. It's okay that it was domestic violence because she was crazy.
And his
show aunt. Us why she was crazy. Like, show us don't make it like while he's in the process of like kissing her. Like, make it like an actual right. like he yeah. like make it a real story. Like right. she was and going then, crazy. Yeah. I was okay with the Arya story in a way that because she's like a free spirit, but A, it was weird that she was like west of Westeros and I was like fucking east. It's a globe. And the world is round. And she sailed off to go like be Arya Columbus with the Stark ships. Like, it was really weird.
So wait, do the Starks have ships?
No, I had no idea. Well, I guess Nick said that they do, but you only like read about, they're only mentioned. Like, they're not, like, a part of the story, so
right,
I guess.
I don't know. Winterfell seems kind of landlocked. And
yeah, I guess you couldn't get to West East by sled, so cool.
Yeah.
Dog sled. They have the wolves for it.
Hush.
So, like, that's
what the dire wolves are for. You know, it's like covered wagons, but like they're pulled by the dire wolves.
Yeah.
Go west, my friend.
Meanwhile, speaking of Jon Snow, meanwhile, we're all so concerned about how he's like managing after having, you know, committed, you know,
Queen Slayer.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. like, we're all invested in his reaction. Same thing with Jamie. Like, it was kind of, in a way, it was kind of a nice scene when Brienne was writing about him in the book about the knights. But it was like, okay, like, so, I don't know. We don't get, like, we're not going to focus on Brienne. We're going to, through her, all focus on Jaime. Okay.
Right. I think that kind of, like, that's her final scene. Like, come on. That's how we're going to let our girl go out. Like,
and I guess
that felt a little weird to me.
Yeah. I get that he was a more major character than her, but still, it's just all of these things together. It's like, I can understand why John. Yes, she is. I can understand why John had to kill Daenerys in the story. I can understand why Brienne eulogizes Jaime. I can understand all these different things, which is like, when you put them all together, you're like, yeah.
You know what would have been awesome? Seriously, what if they put Brienne on the throne at the end? Because she's the most honorable person. Like, why did it have to be who had the best story? Why couldn't it be just somebody who was, like, always served with honor? They could have given it to Brienne of Tarth, and we all would have been okay with that. More so than Bran, which if they had known years ago when they departed from the books, so they knew three things, right? They knew I don't want to really spoil it for Amanda, but they knew three things. Bran was one of the three things, why didn't they give him a better fucking story than that? Like, why did they make him more likable? Sorry, he wasn't likable enough to be king or whatever he was.
He didn't have enough personality.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke. But
why did we not get to find out where he went when he's like, I have to go now?
I know, because that's his catchphrase, right? That's his catchphrase. I'm going to go now.
Like, so why don't we get to find out where he went?
I don't know. But I had a terrible joke. After they picked him, I turned to Jay and I was like, well, they won't have to build a new chair.
He brings his own chair.
Anyway.
The throne was destroyed.
It was destroyed. Yeah. Which, when you feel more sad for the emoting of a dragon that
I was crushed. Yeah.
I was really upset too. I was like,
I was like, these poor animals in this TV show, they just get their hearts broken over and
they
over.
They do. But, so the Brienne thing. I would have been totally cool if she ended up on the Iron Throne. And I think have you seen all the memes of her writing in the Jaime Lannister thing?
Like the Carrie Bradshaw?
The Carrie Bradshaw one. There were ones that like had the fake pages, you know. And just like all just funny, like I thought the memes were great. But that said, I think that would have been a fine line between really their bringing her down to the level of just writing his legacy versus like having honor, is that she like really did such a great job in that scene of like portraying that she was doing like something that she felt was honorable and that was giving him justice to like tell his story. And power to Gwendolyn Christie for that.
Yeah. No, I loved what she wrote too, but it was just like, okay.
Right. She should have been queen. Yeah. That's it. Now I'm mad. If Dany has to go and Cersei has to die by rocks, then then that's it. Then I, come on. That would have been a better ending than Bran, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know how much I like that, but thing is, like, I could have come around on Bran if it had been told better, you know. I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah. I could rally behind kind of, or get behind anyone, as long as it was
told
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see like at the beginning of the season, I was texting my cousin and I was like, a dude's going to end up on the Iron Throne and that's going to be so fucking disappointing.
Wow.
And I thought it was going to be Jon.
You read that
because Bran wasn't on my fucking radar.
Right.
Yep. Well, that is to bring it back to your metaphor for America.
Yeah. Hey, question. Yeah. What do we think? Oh, so I heard this theory on a podcast today that they thought that it would have been cool if when we got like the little like coda epilogue scene after where we found out where Bran went. And he saw, like, new dragons being born or something to show that, like, it's not over. And then, like, it just kind of left with that. Or we saw the blue eyes from, like, the White Walkers that weren't totally gone in the, like, a Jon or, you know, North of the Wall kind of scene where we would have seen that. Because that would have been cool, too. Instead of it being like, here's a neat little bow that's sloppily tied because I don't know how to wrap presents.
I don't know. That feels a little Marvel to me.
Maybe that's why I liked it. before we, that's pretty much all I have for right now. I would love to hear feedback and continue this discussion. If anybody else has it, do you guys have anything to wrap it up?
I am just sorry for all the fans that have stuck with this show the whole time. Like, I found it not enjoyable just because it was poor storytelling, but I'm also don't have a vested interest in any of these characters. For like people who have been there the whole time and like are invested, like, I'm sorry. Like, your disappointment is justified.
Yeah. So whenever we figure out how this Game of Thrones intro watch, rewatch, whatever it is that we're going to do, I guess we'll figure out the logistics off screen and make an announcement. Just real quick, Matt said that the last two seasons were way into senioritis.
Yeah.
He said that he think HBO would have given them more episodes, but they had their eyes on the exit. And then he also said one of his issues with the Who Should Be on the Iron Throne talk, we talk as if monarchy is a good idea. And then there's a whole lot of talk about Janice Popcorn in the chat.
Warranted. That popcorn's delicious.
And then Matt finishes up with recommending a fantasy series that represents its female characters well throughout and ends well, and that would be Avatar: The Last Airbender, which I know is a very popular series, and The Legend of Korra 2. So, cool. Oh, shit. Gott said Drunk Uncle Tully would have been better, which... That, come on, give it up for Sansa.
Sit down, Uncle. That was
Uncle,
fucking
sit
great.
Sit down. Like, that I think Sansa really won this finale because she got to be queen. She got to tell a bitch to sit down, like, have a seat. Which I also read a comment on the internet the other day that said, Uncle Sit Down is going to become the new Bye Felicia.
That's true. I didn't actually know who that was.
I like it.
Sort of like, who's that guy? And that guy. Like, that whole council was like, oh, right, I haven't seen any of this show. I don't know who anybody is.
Hey, to be fair, like, half of them, I was like, who are you? And then they were talking about it on a different podcast, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the best...
That was Robin? What?
Yes. Okay, so with the Robin, what's his name?
Sweet Robin.
The best, I think my all-time favorite meme from the entire... everything that came out was introducing solids did him some good.
And Amanda, you will see what we're talking about when we get there in Games of Thrones.
Yeah. Cool. And the other my one was when your crazy mom dies and you're finally allowed to get vaccinated. Feedback from Ed, the creepy mailman, who said, in regards to Game of Thrones, a good question would be, Arya kills the Night King. You get to write the ending from that point. How would each of you end the story? Ooh, that's a good question. I think I was pretty vocal about the fact that it would definitely not be three episodes later. It would have a
right. I think, yeah, it would take longer. And I think we would all just hire better writers.
Yeah.
Or just writers that don't have somewhere else to be.
Yeah. Right.
That aren't on like, a, you know, aren't 1 foot out the door into their next gig.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, I would not kill Cersei by rocks again. Again, I would have been fine if she died by rocks, but it was after like she was mortally wounded the way that Jaime was. If they had crawled and then died together or whatever, I mean, if that was their destiny, then fine. But... like, Cersei, I would have had her be injured beforehand instead of, like, you know, watching from the couch and drinking wine like the rest of us and then being like, excuse me, let me go on by this pointless fight.
I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think, like, that also kind of, like, goes back
not
to Shani's point about, like, these strong female characters that, like, can only go so far that, like, she's...
Yep.
Wasn't she supposed to be, like, the best at the game?
Yes.
And then at the end, they, like, turn her into this, like, scared, like, quivering girl in the corner who can't defend herself. That it's, like, that doesn't seem justified.
Can't even try.
Like, I... I understand the argument that, like, in the end, she died a lone, broken woman who only cared about her family, and that's, like, the worst way that she could have imagined herself dying. But at the same time, that's literally the worst way that we all imagined her dying, and not in the good worst way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
no, she needed some sort of confrontation with someone. With didn't necessarily have to be Arya, although, you know, Arya's awesome.
Yeah, just like, anything. Even
it could have been her, even like the townsfolk turning on her, or I don't know. There had to be some reckoning. And right. There was no reckoning. Yeah. There was just rocks.
If nothing, you're just dealing with this incredibly talented actress and you gave her nothing to do. Yeah. And like she acted the shit out of that nothing you gave her. But like still, like it's her last episode in like this big, huge series. Like it could have given her like something, like anything.
Like think about how some of the other like super big villains died. And as I'm saying that, I'm realizing I can't actually say that because I don't want to spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it either. But like,
but everyone else can think about here, all those other people.
Hold on. You know. Go ahead.
How about the Sept of Baelor blowing up?
No, like think about the scene with Joffrey being poisoned, or how Ramsay was eaten by dogs, or you know, like it, like those were great.
Those were satisfying endings. This wasn't satisfying for Cersei.
No.
Like,
no, it really wasn't.
Badass bitch.
Yeah. Like obviously she had to die, but like something better than rocks. Come on.
Matt said, "What if Cersei was killed by the rock?" I guess. Rose said she should have been killed by a person, and Janice said she needed an unhappy, lonely, violent death. Amanda, you can come back now. Okay, anyway, moving on. Okay, one more thing before we go. Gott said Cersei had a scheme in every situation, but in this one, just pointy stick, she was way more clever than that. That's exactly right. Is she went out just not the Cersei that we know?
Yeah.
Let's stop, take an ad break, and we'll be back in a minute. All right, we are back from our break, if you got that commercial or not. But let's move into the facey back portion of the evening. So I promised the people in the chat that this would not be another 15 hours long.
Promise is a promise.
Matt said, certainly you're getting ready for this convention of winners. And it is a tweet to an advertisement for something called the 10th Annual Men's Conference for Rebuilding Men. It's on Saturday, June 15th from in California. If you're really that excited about checking this out, you can Google it and find it out yourself.
I believe it's in the airport hotel.
It is the Renaissance Los Angeles Airport Hotel.
Oh shit, it's got Jacob Wall in here. Right? No. Sorry.
No, just the if you do scroll through the comments on Twitter, they're pretty great.
Tell me.
Let's see.
I see Trash Fire Festival.
Yes. Nothing says important culture events quite like out by the airport. Speakers, they'd get better value out of being case studies.
I like this one. Scientists. Oh. Go ahead.
Nice. No, go.
You do it. I'll do the second line.
Okay. Scientist. We can rebuild him.
Narrator. They couldn't. I've only heard of one of these people, and it's because he's being investigated for fraud. That would be Jacob Wall. Speaking of Jacob Wall, this one says, Jacob is giving a speech entitled, How I Finally Got Off My Mom's Cell Phone Plan and Other Musings from a Political Operative.
Okay, so the saddest circle jerk.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Thank you for the laugh, Matt. JP said, regarding the frogs, it's interesting. Male frogs call to the female differently if it's for sexual purposes. The normal frog call is ribbit, ribbit. However, when a male frog wants to engage the female, he says, rubbit, rubbit. Couldn't read that.
That like literally made me laugh out loud when I read it. And then JP follows that up by challenging Dennis to that's what she said off next year.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. I think we're all here for that, but Dennis said no.
Yeah.
I think
with
he
an adorable sloth.
Yeah, as he do in only ways that Dennis could. Then Matt had a suggestion for 10 female fantasy writers to read after Game of Thrones ends. And it's just a list of all different female fantasy authors, as the title would imply. So I will post the link to this in the show notes in case anybody wants to check that out. Dan promised to make you lasagna in 2020. Amanda, a meatless one.
Yep. Then we had a spirited discussion about cayenne and if it belongs in a lasagna.
It does. It's really good.
I am promising to reserve my judgment.
It was really good. And we used to do cayenne pepper on our mac and cheese.
Mm. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Jamie Joe said Pen 15 was so funny. That was, I think, one of Matt's recommendations from his call last episode.
And then Vicky says, since you shared about being harassed by guys, I believe that started with the conversation that I said on my way back from Raleigh, how I had an unfortunate situation with a rando person sitting uncomfortably close to me in my space. She goes on to say, I'll go ahead and share one that recently happened to me when I was at Star Wars convention last month. I was dressed up as a vintage style imperial officer in a dress that was fairly sexy. Not that it mattered what I was wearing at all. No, it did not. And she shared a picture. And
Girl,
you looked great.
Great.
and had to go through the metal detector to get back inside. It went off, likely from my belt, and I moved over so that the security guard could use the wand. As he did, he said, "You're looking so fine. You set the machine off." I kind of laughed it off at the moment, but it really annoyed me, as it should. Not only did it come off kind of creepy since he was an older guy, but as someone who has worked as a security guard, it came off as really unprofessional.
I am rolling my eyes and cringing at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, and it's a cute outfit. Like, I wouldn't even say it was like that overtly sexual.
No,
like it's cute and it's really classy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, in situations like that, like, could this man ever imagine saying something like that to a man who is going through there?
Right.
Right.
No, he absolutely never could because he probably would interpret that as being super homophobic. So, like, that's if that, like, if you need, like, a test. Anyone right. needs a test of, like, should I say this or should I not say this in a professional setting?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And speaking of, Officer John said, try doing a bar check and having women come up to you and try to grind on you while you're trying to serve the public screaming about how the stripper showed up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't cosplaying. That's really funny. They thought you were a stripper. They thought you were. There it was.
I suppose that's kind of flattering that they.
Yeah.
I would say that it's flattering and fun. I mean, it's still probably, it's still not cool, but more flattering and it's more flattering and funny because, like, these women aren't going to rape you. So, like, you don't have to worry about that. Right. You know? Like, that's what you need, like, you know. But, like, for us, that's not.
There's a key,
work, so.
Key yeah. linchpin that.
Yeah.
Makes the whole story work.
Oh. And we still got more character development with that than we did in Bran. With Bran. All right, we'll finish this section up with the Matt's What She Said.
All right. I don't know how he did that. That's incredible.
I don't think he'd fight you if you picked him. Oh, someone's. Sorry, let me start over. The cursor flashed in front of it.
Oh, that was my bad. I'm sorry.
I know.
Stop
it.
Get out of there.
I don't think he'd fight you if you picked him up now and then.
I was screaming at them to do better.
They're actually due for one. That will be taken care of.
We got through that. Thank you.
That one has two heads. It's really creepy.
Lisa went on top of her. Oh, the turtle.
Yes. The turtle.
The turtle.
Bertha the Slider moved along. We haven't seen her in 2 days.
Oh, that's sad. I hope she comes back.
It's okay. We have two baby Musk Turtles in there now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's true. Let's get through this, and then we'll have turtle updates.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I just thought I'd stick it right in there.
Yep, get it right in. I'm just really impressed that you can tell them apart.
Oh my God, twice in a row?
You'll get that Friday, May 3rd.
My body was like, this is beautiful.
I'm missing it right now.
We went down a very interesting rabbit hole.
He showed me how it works and gave me some much needed clues.
Now that I've had my first taste, I'm going to explore around here. Oh, you meant the geocaching.
Awesome. We're just teasing.
Oh, this one's a little weird. Zach was the one who spotted it.
It was put there in 2004.
She was all into it, too.
That's what they did before cell phones.
Haven't seen it yet.
If you're like me, I like to go from person to person to person. You could easily do it. What the fuck were we talking about?
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you who said that.
I said it. I was talking about how I like to, at the parties, instead of like stay in one group, I like to go from person to person to person to talk to them in the MIMS thing.
Ah, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. I went to both.
I would do it again next year.
Uh-oh. Next year, we're going to make Dennis go up there.
Rocks!
You have a year to prepare. You have a year to get comfortable with the idea. We know you can do it. We believe in you.
That's why I had no voice, because I was shouting it at the end.
You go hard.
I started with that, but then I was like, this is not what I want.
I tried to get more people up.
I wanted to see Sherry up there doing it.
Pulled a few extra to be safe. Make sure you're in the zone.
We did that at my bridal shower. No, bachelorette party.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I meant to grab more before I left, but I didn't want to go crazy because the point was we were giving it to people.
I was trying to test it to see if I could set them to go off at like midnight.
I stayed in bed till like 2.
We got through 3 rounds this year and it wasn't 6 hours long.
They came from behind.
Why did I open this up?
She got the whole set.
We're going to make him come.
She taught me some stuff that I've used since.
Sorry, Maggie. Sorry, Maggie. You're going to get them next year.
Especially yesterday when I got a little one-on-one time.
But if you're here, it doesn't matter because you already got through it.
Oh, yay!
Gosh, that's like a Hound of Sansa conversation right there.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, in response to Vicky's story, Matt did say, as they say, cosplay is not consent. And Kayla clapped.
Mm. Truth.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the butter shemales portion of the evening. I am going to start. This first one is from Poet 13, and it is called Mother's Day. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mother's Day happened while we were gone.
All right.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy day.
Hello, Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. It's my hope this offering brings more love and happiness than it might seem to at first blush. And happy Mother's Day, Colleen. Thank you. Okay, the new poem is called Mother's Day. I take her hand as we start down the path to the lake. It's warm, like her heart and her love for me. She cared for me, loved me without hesitation. If only I had taken the time to see. Very quickly, the sky grows dark. The breeze becomes a howling wind. She turns to me. I see her eyes lose their spark. I know then the many times that I have sinned. I startle awake in the dead of night. This dream comes every year when I remember how often I let her down. She never let on. Tears come when I realize the times I had to make it right, but didn't. She's gone now, has been for many years. To those of you lucky to have a mom so sweet and loving, please, make it right, right now, before you start to dream my dream. Oh.
Hmm. Was that a Les Mis reference at the end?
No, okay. Well, that was really deep and meaningful. I'm sorry that you feel like you haven't, you know, had enough time with your mom and you never told her all the things that you meant. That sucks. I'm sorry. Clearly, yeah. She was a very important woman to you.
Well, and I think funneling it into your art is a good way to process sad feelings.
Exactly. So, but I'm sorry, but that is a really nice tribute. The nice things that you say about her.
I think that was my favorite poem that Poet 13 has written into us. Yeah. Written to us, sent, whatever. Written, and then sent us, whatever. I thought this one was really lovely and poignant.
And I didn't have to go to Wikipedia to figure it out, so.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Next email is from Mandy.
Yes, and we got two for the price of one from Mandy. Because she wrote in about Veronica Mars a couple weeks ago, but we were off. And then also about moving. So Mandy says, while y'all were having fun in Raleigh, I was binging Veronica Mars. I just finished season one. It's so good. I hate that I miss meeting everyone, but Maddie refused to wait a week before turning 9.
It's important.
That's fair. And then the second one is Happy Broads Day. Mr. Mandy and I decided it was time to move into a bigger house in a better school district and away from asshole neighbors. So what moving / buying / selling tips do you have for me? Thanks, Mandy.
First, I believe next year, the weekend that we're looking at, it's not set in stone, is May 1st. So I think that would be the weekend before Maddie's birthday.
Ooh.
Mm.
Second, as far as buying, moving, selling tips, get a good realtor, because as I've said with Tim the realtor, I can't tell you how amazing it was to have somebody who knew their shit and was willing to get down and dirty. And, you know, we wouldn't have gotten the house if not for him and like how awesome he was. So I would say a good realtor is definitely the way to start. And I don't know, do a lot of legwork on your own, too. You know, funny how that all goes. And Indeed. Third, I watched all 3 seasons of The Good Place.
Oh, my God.
It's so freaking forking good.
It's so good. It's so forking good.
I still need to watch the 3rd season. I did watch the 1st season of Fleabag.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. So, so good. I'm really excited to tuck into season 2.
Okay. Fleabag. I will check.
Those are all short episodes. Those are all half hours.
You guys also have to watch, what was that show that I watched that I really liked? Bonding.
Oh, right.
It's the 15-minute episodes and there's like 7 or 8 of them. Yeah.
Okay.
That was really cute.
I can commit to that. I feel like I've got the attention span for that.
Yeah, I think I watched it in one night because it was literally like 15-minute episodes.
New season. It looks like there's new episodes of Nailed It on Netflix. I'm obsessed with this show, guys. Have I talked about this on the podcast yet?
No, because I've never heard of it. I don't think.
My God, it is my favorite. It's like a Netflix reality baking show, but it's essentially it's like Pinterest fails.
Oh.
It's like 3 people and they like give them this like impossibly hard thing to recreate. And then they just like laugh as they like totally mess it up. And it's the absolute best.
All right. I need to. What is this called?
Nailed It.
Nailed It. Okay.
And the host is super funny. Like she's just like the best. She like makes the show. And Jacques Torres, the chocolate guy, is like the head judge. Like it's just, it's.
Okay.
It's delightful.
All right. I will check that out. And I do recommend everybody check out The Good Place if you haven't gotten there already, from Amanda and Shani recommending it, because it is like one of my new favorite shows. I love it so much.
It's delightful and it's fun and it's like happy, but it's also so smart.
It's very smart. Yeah.
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 I like it.
It's great. It's a great show. Okay.
I believe they actually won a Peabody.
Ah.
Which I guess only means things if you work in television. Never mind. Get that part out. It won a very special, important award.
Cool. All right. Moving on. We've got two more emails to go, and we've got 10 minutes to finish this out. And I've been texted that Alex has been awake for at least 20 minutes screaming mama. So I've got to go upstairs at some point. I said he could bring him down, but hasn't happened yet. All
right. Okay. Next email is from Anonymous 6969, the vibrator. With the really long name. Hello, broads. Just wanted to send my in-depth review of the infamous sex toy for tonight's live show. As someone who has a plethora of sex toys, I was very curious to try this one out. I usually don't go for the two-in-one toys, aka inside and outside, at the same time, since I like to control each stimulation separately. But I have been wanting to try something like this for a while now. I liked the design and the feel of it. The inside part is a bit ribbed, which is always nice for massaging the G-spot. I thought that it was a little odd, though, that the end of the suction side is kind of pointed, not the actual suction cup part. But luckily, it didn't affect the handling of it. Oh, good. I also liked being able to control the settings on both ends of it and the variety of settings it had. The inner side is a decent size, maybe could be a bit wider, but generally about the same size as similar toys. So it'll get the job done there. So now for the fun part, actually using it. I started off at the lowest setting for each and had to do a bit of trial and error to find the best way to hold it and move it around down there. Also took a little bit of effort to get the suction part perfectly situated on the clit. I actually don't have a suction toy since the vibrating ones work great. So that was interesting to get used to the feeling. If you haven't used a suction toy before, I would say it ironically feels like there's air constantly blowing on it, which sounds weird, but feels really good. Mm. Ha ha. So after trying out a bunch of settings, I actually ended up using the highest suction setting as well as the most intense constant vibration setting. This didn't surprise me because I usually have to do the same on my other toys since I need more stimulation. I am sure just holding the toy in place could probably do the trick for people, but I wanted to try and see if I could move the inner portion around in and out or just rubbing more on the G-spot. Sadly, it can't really do that without the suction cup moving around or lifting off of the clit. I did accidentally find a trick that probably only works if you have thicker thighs like myself. Though, once you have the toy in the right position, just close your legs and either flex your inner thigh muscles or you can do some thrusting movements too, which will move the inner portion around on the G-spot while keeping the suction part on the clit.
Well, that's clever.
That is clever.
Life hack for your vibrator.
Yeah, right. After trying it out a few times, as well as different methods, sadly, there weren't any life-changing orgasms or any orgasms, period.
Oh, no.
All this lead-up, I was expecting some payoff. I had to resort to using my other toys after to finish the job, but I would say it at least got me started and provided a nice build up to the climax, pun intended. Overall, I liked it and I would still probably use it to start things off, but I wouldn't be dying and resurrecting anytime soon because of it. I would say that if you don't usually use a vibrator or toys, or you're more sensitive then this toy will probably work well. But for me, it just didn't live up to the hype.
Right.
Right. On the positive side, I purchased another toy at the same time from Amazon, which is also a suction one, but vibrates around the clit as well. And technically, you could use the other end as a regular vibrator, but it's not shaped the best for that. And that seemed to work as...
I just read ahead. Sorry.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so excited to see when I get there. And that seemed to work much better for me as I was able to use one of my vibrators along with it too.
Ooh.
Getting very involved here. Had some pretty intense orgasms, almost to the level of dying and resurrecting again using those. The vibration on the clit, in addition to the suction, definitely adds even more stimulation, and you can control them separately, which is nice. I'll add a link in case anyone is interested in it. It's pretty decently priced for that type, a bit bulky, but if you want something smaller and that powerful, most of them are around $100 or more. Happy vibrating. Hashtag I'm with hers. Anonymous 6969.
Well, thank you for the review and thank you for the recommendation. I'll respond to this email, but just in case, one of us will respond to this just in case we forget. If you do send the links to that, I can put those in the show notes too.
Cool.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Anonymous 6969. That was very extensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about when we ask for reviews.
Exactly.
Go half ass. If you're going to do it, go all the way.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's kind of thorough reviews we want here on the broadcast.
Yes.
Yes.
In-depth reporting.
In-depth reporting.
In the sheets reporting.
In-depth, uncovered, or covered. Whatever makes you feel most comfortable.
Rocks.
Rocks.
All right, then we are going to finish this off with Andy's virginity update.
So we have an update entitled This Week in Andy's Popcorn. And Andy writes in, "Hey, Broads, since popcorn was declared the new virginity and a whole lot of nothing has been going on in the old virginity front, I mostly go for traditional butter and salt, and I will go for caramel coated kettle and maybe cheddar." See, you had me at the traditional butter and salt and then lost me.
Andy goes on to say, be more open.
I am close-minded when it comes to popcorn. I am scared of all those other popcorns. I'm afraid that if those other popcorns are talked about, then it will take away from the traditional popcorn. There's not enough popcorn to share around. Okay? And I'm owning that.
We need a national popcorn.
It's a war on Shandy's beliefs on popcorn. Yeah, a war on popcorn.
This is a war on popcorn. Be afraid. All right. Andy goes on to say that now the listeners are rolling their eyes saying, oh God, will someone please fuck this guy so we don't have to hear about his popcorn reviews. Hey.
Oh.
Just saying, I'm right there with you on the popcorn reviews, except not on the, we have fundamental differences on popcorn, but I will gladly discuss popcorn with you. Andy says, we're 6 months away from those popcorn tins they sell around Christmas time, and I don't think I can take that much popcorn to I'm sure I'll have something else to talk about next time, and maybe I'll have something big happen soon. That's not a tease. I have no idea if anything will happen soon. Hashtag I'm with hers. Andy.
Hey, speaking of those Christmas tins, you don't even like, you know, is it called Chicago style or whatever, where it's the cheddar flavored popcorn and the caramel flavored popcorn?
Caramel flavored popcorn? No, thank you. I will take the cheese stuff. That's okay. I feel like that's
right. That's how do you feel about smart food?
Oh, I'll eat the shit out of that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not what I'm expecting when I go to the movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I love smart food, too. It's not for the movies.
Yeah. God in the chat says he's a popcorn liberal.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Jana, but those other types of popcorn, they didn't work for it. They were just handed all these different toppings.
Shandy to the right on me and popcorn.
Yeah, like basically those Christmas tins, I like about one third of that tin.
Well, that's a waste.
Right? Yeah.
I also like that tin for 5 minutes before it goes stale.
Yes. That's true. But I was just going to say, like, those other two thirds should probably find a different popcorn home. Like, they should just move away.
They bring their popcorn crime and their popcorn rape.
They did, yeah. Okay. The Christmas popcorn people are not sending us their best.
They're popcorn criminals.
They need to pass a test to prove that they're worthy of being popcorn that goes into Shannon's
mouth. They have
no
skills.
Uh-huh. I mean,
they have no higher degrees. Yeah.
All right.
The caramel one is, like, kind of brown.
Oh, it's definitely brown.
But it's crunchy? Anyway.
It's delicious. We love all popcorn here,
except for Shandy. She hates the fuck out of popcorn. Amanda and I, though.
Love it. Yeah. Give me your tired, your wilted, your truffle buttered.
You're truffle buttered!
I'll eat it all.
My popcorn flavors are just as open as the borders on my pond out there. I'm a pan popcorn actual.
Pan corned.
I don't know. In case anybody hasn't noticed, we have an Alex here in the studio who came down all upset and is now trying to play with the microphone.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi. He's tired.
Hey,
buddy. Aw. I love it. You're like cuddling a child. I have a big giant cat in my lap right now.
No.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, it's an additional two. So I guess there's two cats.
Yeah. I kicked mine out.
Oh. What? What's the matter?
See, okay. if he wants to keep touching the mic, this could just turn into an ASMR video.
It's true. Send everyone off to bed.
Oh, I know I love you too, buddy. All right. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I think we're going to end it on racist popcorn. All right, on that note. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a joke. Okay. Matt said, to finish this popcorn segment out, wait until we find out Gott is using this popcorn to make Shandy conservative. Salt and butter is great. You know what's better? Tax cuts. All right, on that note, guys, thanks for sticking around. We only got you out of here 4 minutes later than we promised. If you'd like to, so thank you guys for being patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do patreon.com/jandjack. You go to jandjack.com and click on the become a patrons link on the top right hand corner of the website. I know, Alex, you and me were both tired. Thank you to the patrons who contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, Drake the Distributor, Joanne with a Plan, Eckhart Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
Did you say Drake the Destroyer?
Drake the Destroyer. I said him second.
Yep. Where does the Destroyer part come from? Is that new? Oh, yeah.
Well, the Distributor, the Destroyer, it's been everywhere. Drake the Distributor. Drake Tack. Ed. I went backwards. Eckhart.
You did. You did them out of order.
I did them out of order.
Joanne, Mollet, Maggie.
The Magnificent.
Magnificent.
I don't know. Let's just call it a day. Thanks, guys. Sorry if I forgot you. please stay at that level, though.
You'll get doubly thanks next week. Oh, next week.
No, you said Joanne.
I said Joanne with a plan. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a pen. Yeah, it's a pen. Yeah, I agree.
Alex is my favorite human in the whole world.
Is there anything else you want to say? Do you want to say hi? Can you wave hi?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
They're waving hi to you. Can you blow kisses? He's like, look, lady, I don't know if you've noticed, but I got this pen cap thing I'm trying to work out here.
Right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for whatever. I don't know. I said thank you a bunch of times. If you want to go through the Amazon affiliates link, you can do so through janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, blah, 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 everything else that I used to say. I usually say, Yeah, I know. We're not going to put that in my mouth, though.
That's what she said.
Yeah, with the cap on. What else? Do I say anything else? Amazon? Whatever. Oh, merchandise! The honorary broadcast merchandise is up. And Jana said that she just took her tattoo just came off. To which I say, Jana, you should probably shower more often. JK. Zachary kept his on for a full week as well. Nice. And he cried when it was time to take it off.
Oh,
yeah, he was really sad. So I promised him he could put another one on at some point.
Nice.
But there's honorary broadcast merchandise everywhere, and I did it myself, not Jacob. So if there's anything that appears to be, like, you know, janky looking about it, please let me know, and I'll try to fix it, or I'll make Jacob do it. Oh, bless you.
Ooh.
And I'll make Jacob do it. Well, thank you again, everybody. See you next week. Next week, we won't have a regular episode, but we will have the bonus episode for the patrons. Yeah, I know. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited too.
Me too. We worked hard all year round, and we got to take 2 weeks off in the summertime. We'll be out then the following week for episode 44, and then we'll, of course, have our live birthday party on episode 45 on Tuesday, June 11th. So we hope that you can join us. Put your save the dates in now. And yeah, that's all I got. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Chandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.